Welcome, all you believers, idealists, skeptics, and all those who question the universe around them. I'm Bailey.
And I'm Ty. Welcome to Cult Talks Conspiracy.
Before we unseal this file, we wanted to fill you in on some really exciting news.
For as little as $3 a month, you can be a part of our pursuit to hashtag question everything by clicking the support the show link found in the show notes of each episode.
Your support would mean the absolute world to us and help us dive deeper into the mind-blowing conspiracies you, Ty, and I all love.
Thank you for joining us, seeking the truth, and as always, question everything.
You're listening to a Cult Talk Network podcast.
File access granted.
Hello, all you believers, idealists, skeptics, and all those who question the universe around them. I'm Bailey.
I'm Ben.
I'm Jerry.
I bet all of you were expecting Ty.
Nah, because all of them listen to our podcast, so they knew we were coming. Man, they knew we were coming.
You guys gave out some spoilers and whatnot, and like I'm over there looking across the table from it, and I'm like, shut the fuck up. I wanted it to be a surprise.
It was. When we told it.
So for all of our Cult Talks conspiracy regulars, I bet you're wondering where Ty is today. Ty is on a secret mission. He has gone somewhere. I believe he is visiting some aliens. I do. He wouldn't tell me where he was going or who he was seeing. He just said, I gotta go. And I said, well, what's going on? And he was like, work left me this ambiguous note on my desk and I've gotta go. So I was like, okay, be safe. Pack a bag. You'll be fine. I guess he's fine. No news is good news, right?
Yes.
That took way too long. that is sus right there. That is absolute sus.
I mean, not always. No news is not always good news. Just ask the USS Indianapolis.
Woo! Oh, that was, yeah.
So, you know.
I mean.
It could be good news.
You could ask the people of a certain island.
Island?
Yeah.
Or we could talk to some of the people like we're going to talk about today, because we're going to be talking about probably one of, if not the oldest American conspiracy theory ever, and that is the Roanoke Colony.
Ooh.
Yeah. Really?
Ooh.
Listen, this is Thanksgiving, man, not Halloween. That was last month. But yeah, you would be hard-pressed to find a conspiracy theory that, well, I mean, so you get into like who first settled America and stuff like that, right? But you're going to be hard pressed to find one that's as old as this, for sure. Especially one that is quite so unknown. Because even when you get into like the who settled America first, there's a lot of evidence to get to argue back and forth. Mm-hmm. But when you get into Roanoke and like Croatoan, which we'll get into, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's... It's a mystery and a conspiracy, so, and an early one. So that's pretty rare.
Yeah, this one's weird. So it's just, and we'll go down all the different rabbit holes and whatnot. And I mean, it's just, it's really, really crazy how this all shook out because, so this started happening in 1584, and there is still to this day evidence of the Roanoke Colony still being found. So, I mean, it's one of those things that's literally spawned over 500 years.
Yeah. And I mean, it maintains its cultural relevance so much that American Horror Story did a...
Did a season
about it. Or at least with the name, you know?
Yeah. That one actually scared the shit out of me. That, I think, was the last season they did before they absolutely turned to shit. American Horror Story.
I didn't get to Hotel, which is when I heard it got really good, because I wanted to like delete myself in Minecraft trying to watch through the one that was at the carnival.
That one wasn't that bad.
That was terrible.
Jerry, did you watch American Horror Story? Do you watch American Horror Story?
Yeah, I watched the carnival one.
You did? What did you think? What was your verdict?
I thought it was pretty interesting.
I Oh my God. As soon as they killed the clown, I was like, oh, so like your most interesting thing that you've sold everybody on is now gone and you've got 6 episodes left. You bastards.
Oh, they did kill that clown.
They did.
Yeah. Well, sort of. He got absorbed by the, I can't remember who was the god, the evil creature that was walking through the camp and was looking for a truly evil or twisted soul.
Oh, you mean the two-faced man?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he took his soul. Yeah, he died. He took his soul.
Yeah, it's not the same as death, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess he's... He lives on.
In American Horror Story, when they kill someone, it's usually pretty gross.
That's true.
But nevertheless, Carnival, I hated Carnival.
I just appreciated that they kept Evan Peters really pretty and gave him lobster hands.
Yeah, that was great.
That was fucking hysterical. The fact that they introduced his character as like all these women having a sex party and he's just like lobster handing all of them.
Yeah, it was like an old Tupperware party.
I hope you were washing your claws in between women. My goodness.
Yeah, it was a thing they did.
Sure. But we're not here to talk about Evan Peters and his lobster claw hands. We are here to talk about the Roanoke Colony. And Jerry, you've obviously heard of the Roanoke Colony before.
I have.
What is, do you know anything? Any interesting? Meet any people from Roanoke?
Not usually.
Not usually?
Mm. No.
Listen, in case you haven't noticed, or in case you haven't listened to our podcast, if you're really trying to get Jerry to go on a long soliloquy, you got to make him pun. That's how you get him.
I love puns. I love a good pun, man. Jerry's the one that got me into using puns.
Mm. I land one every once in a while.
I love it. And I mean, come on, we're coming in right after Thanksgiving. Like, oh my gosh, like we all have so much to talk about. Everyone has been away with family because, you know, we have the obligatory family that we all have to go see during the holidays. And then we have like the real fam that we all want to go see. If you're really lucky, those are all the same people.
Yeah. And it is all about love and family, which is why I tolerate
and forgiveness.
Jerry. You know, that's thanks. Christmas. Christmas ain't here yet.
I mean, it's coming, though.
We ain't here yet.
But it's coming, though.
I know, but I can, right up until it gets here, I can hold grudges and kick ass for it.
But we are thankful that it's not here yet.
Yeah,
we can be thankful.
Thankful, but forgiveness is around the bend yet.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to get past my size 10 and a half foot.
Anyway. So, just passed through Thanksgiving. If you guys have not already heard the Men in Black episode part 2 that we did for our Black Friday special, please go ahead and go listen to that along with Adam's Family Values, which is on Cultober Plus at this current moment in time, with all of the rest of our fabulous Cultober content. And Ty is probably going to kill me for the way that I have started this episode. So let's get back on track and let's go ahead and unseal this file for the missing 117, the Roanoke story.
They're way more structured than we are. I specifically waited for her to be like, we're back. It's like, yeah. We don't do that in our neck of the woods.
Whoever is editing this podcast is going to be like, what is happening?
Across the track in the poor side of town, we don't have this kind of structure. We're just like, and what the fuck are we talking about today?
That's awesome. So what happened to the Roanoke Colony? That is the question that has plagued so many people for centuries. And when I'm talking centuries, I really do mean it. So all of this really started in 1584 when a gentleman by the name of Walter Riley. I do believe that is how you pronounce that name.
Like the same, like the sunken Riley. City from Lovecraft?
Riley. That's where that memory that would came be, from. That was a that sunken
would,
memory.
That would be way too much.
Relea.
Maybe anyway, that's what it is. I'm going to say Riley because that's how it looks spelled. And if it's not, I do apologize. So in 1584, Sir Walter Riley was actually given permission from the ruler of England at that time, which was Queen Elizabeth I, the original Big Betty, if you will. And he was given permission to be the first, or, you know, to go and colonize somewhere in America at that time. It was the brand new world. He wanted to charter a ship and go over and colonize over there. And what he was going to do was he was going to name that part wherever he landed Virginia after the Virgin Queen, because Queen Elizabeth very historically never got married, much to the chagrin of her advisors, council, and all of the other people, lords and ladies and all that. So she actually made a big to-do. This is a side quest. She actually made a big to-do about marrying England and being dedicated to ruling the people and all of that good stuff. So she actually died the quote-unquote Virgin Queen. Because, yeah.
Yeah, it's just too bad we don't do any of that artsy-fartsy bullshit over here. Get fucked, you British clowns. Well, we're going to salute a queen. Yeah, queen your crumpet, you motherfucker.
No! That's awful. They might be reptiles. I don't know.
Anyway.
That might be why they live so long. So, Sir Walter Riley was very, very excited about this, and he decided in 1584 that he was going to go to the Americas and or go to the America, and he was going to attempt to colonize what would become Roanoke. Hmm. They actually landed somewhere off the coast of North Carolina, and it was near, and we're going to talk about it here in a little bit. It was near Heritus Island. Heritus? Where's the spelling? This is why I need Todd. He corrects all my pronunciations.
Just say it with confidence.
Even if you're wrong.
Even if I'm wrong, just
yeah,
do it.
This is bullshit that you and Eric both get hung up on. You're like, it's like, just say it with confidence. Ain't nobody fucking checking.
It'll be all right. But he landed on what would become Roanoke, North Carolina. So this first expedition to colonize Roanoke did not go well at all. He actually reported back to Queen Elizabeth that no rapport could be built with the natives at that time, because they were very, very angry about them coming and basically coming in and being like, this is our land now. And, you know, because typically when you go over to someone's property and you're like, this is mine now, they're going to be like, nope.
Yeah.
That doesn't work that way. Sorry.
They were pretty, if they were taking a hostile approach from the start, they were kind of a head above some of the others.
Yeah. So ultimately,
not that it made any difference, but you know,
I mean, we'll get to the end. So ultimately this would not go well. They ended up going right back to England, and they would not try to come back until again in 1585. So an entire year later. So at this point, Sir Walter Riley, was not going on the expeditions anymore. He was actually just funding them. So he was sending people who knew how to sail and knew what they were doing and, you know, colonizers and all that other stuff over there. And he was just funding the colonization of Smart. Roanoke at this point.
Smart.
So in 1585, they would go back and try again to populate Roanoke. And I say populate because what they were going to try to do instead was they actually sent about 7 ships over along with 600 men, and they were going to turn Roanoke into a military post with only men. So, and I mean, they were going in there and claiming it. I mean, they're like, this is ours now. Bye-bye.
I mean, that's a pretty solid, 7 ships, and that's pretty decent size.
Yeah. So this time, ultimately, would be a little bit more successful. However, after only a few short months, Roanoke would again be abandoned to a lack of supplies with the coming winter.
Supplies?
And supplies, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Sometimes I have strokes. It's okay.
Hey, listen, lack of surprise can be often, I can board you right out of a place, too.
Lot of dudes just sitting around.
A lot of guys. So the reason they did not have enough supplies on this second voyage was actually it actually was something that they knew was coming from the very get-go, because as they were entering into the shores of North Carolina, their flagship boat ship, their flagship ship. Is that all that is? Is just the flagship?
Yes.
Okay. Not the ship, just the flagship? Like the ship?
The flagship ship?
I did, yeah.
It has two flags.
I was ushering him in to make it more complicated.
It has two flags. So their flagship, which actually held most of their supplies and food and builders and tools and everything like that, it would actually crash into the land as it was coming into shore. So everything from that ship, or not everything, but 90% of everything would end up going into the water, ruining all of those supplies.
I hope they fucking ate that captain. I would have. The minute supplies get scarce, I'd be like, oh, I wonder who's getting eaten first.
However, no one told poor Mr. Sir Richard Greenville, because he came back out to Roanoke in the winter to go and deliver these supplies to the 600 men that are supposed to be there, and he didn't find anybody. So he's just like, oh, okay. So he gets back on his ship, and he's like, bye.
So he didn't leave the supplies?
They didn't need the supplies.
I would take those supplies as recompense for my fucking troubles. Because this isn't like going on a vacation, like a weekend vacation or even a long weekend. These are months worth of sailing.
Yes. And to be clear, the men did not disappear. The men got on their boats and like evacuated. They're like, we've got to go.
Yeah. They're like, fuck this shit.
Yeah. Like, we're going to die out here. In fact, I think there's even, there's a story out there, and guys, y'all know to comment and always correct me if I'm wrong, because I love it. But there's a story out there where some of the men even got abandoned because of the evacuation. Like, they were basically like, they're not here, so we got to go. Like, everything's falling apart. Like, we got to leave. But I don't remember if that was the first time in 1584 or if that happened in 85 when they were leaving the second time. I'm unsure.
So it was between 6 weeks and 4 months.
Jesus.
Anywhere from 6 weeks to 4 months.
That would suck so much.
Yeah. So it's a serious time commitment. Listen, I get out there for fucking nothing.
I get motion sickness. I can't do that.
And that's one way. That's one way.
Could you imagine having to like get there after like 3.5 months?
No,
that's almost your whole year.
That is your whole year, practically, if you count on the way back. And that's why I said I would take those supplies. Is like, I'd be like, listen, I'm claiming these because you were planning on not having these when I got back.
That's true.
So fuck you. These are mine now.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Not that I would do that officially, because you don't pull that kind of shit on the British Empire at that time.
No, we saw what happened to the Tea Party.
Yeah, we beat the fuck out of them. We embarrassed the shit out of them on the global stage.
We got a good ass whooping before that, though. But damn it, we came back. We was like, no, 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 no. Y'all had us in the first half, not in the second. Mm-mm.
Brexit 1776.
OG Brexit. Only we were successful.
So in July of 1587, this is when our big tale begins. Mr. John White would land in Roanoke with 117 to 120 men, women, and children in order to finally colonize Roanoke. However, they were not supposed to go to Roanoke. These colonists were not supposed to land in Roanoke because Captain Simon Fernandez, they were actually going to Roanoke to check on this military outpost or to check on this military post. But then Captain Simon Fernandez, who was really the true leader of this expedition, because John White, he was definitely a political figure. He ended up being the governor of Virginia at that time. However, Simon was the captain of the ship. He had done this voyage before, and he just kind of, you know how like you have like a vibe of a leader, like it's all in the confidence and how you talk. Apparently he had that going for him as well, more so than what John White did. So Simon, while they are passing through Roanoke, decides, I'm just gonna leave y'all here.
Is there something about like sailing off the coast of the Carolinas that just turns these captains into morons?
Dude.
Like one's sinking the flagship, the other one's sailing over there for no reason. This one's just dropping people off on random scraps of land.
They were supposed to go to Chesapeake Bay.
I bet they canceled the Uber.
That Uber got 0 stars.
Listen.
Do not
recommend. No stars.
Listen, somewhere on that voyage, that captain wanted to sleep with a lady. That lady said no, and that's how they wound up on that island.
They do always say sailing with women is bad luck.
I hope that everybody was pissed at that lady for not sleeping with him. It's her fault.
It's her fault.
Slut shamed the shit out of her.
But this was back when you couldn't sleep with men.
No. If it comes between sleeping with him and him just dropping you off on a random scrap of land that you've never seen in your life, you dive into them sheets, lady.
Oh, my God.
Whatever. We'll stone you later when there's stones for us to throw. We're in the middle of the water. Don't piss off the captain.
I mean, I can't really argue. What if it was someone's wife?
Tough, bro.
Bro!
Marry an ugly chick.
They didn't have contraception. She could have got pregnant at the drop of a hat.
Captains can marry people. Can they divorce people too?
No, because they're not God.
I don't think there was divorce. There probably was divorce back then.
There wasn't divorce. It was annulment. And like you had to meet like certain criteria.
Listen, there are non-pregnancy holes. It is not, it is not my fault if those are unsatisfactory. You need to practice more.
Get creative.
It really took me a minute to like understand that because I was like, is he talking about like a hole in like the situation? Like maybe there was like a loophole or something? And then I was
yes,
like,
there is. It's called the Catholic loophole, as a matter of fact. There is, in fact, a loophole.
There's a song about it.
There is.
No, there's not.
Hey, Michael, if you can find a copyright infringement version, let's hear it. You might. You probably can't. That's probably a bad idea. Don't
we could
that.
Just sing it.
No, we can't. No, we can't.
Anyway.
I don't. How do we go from anal into smoking?
He dropped them off on Roanoke when they weren't supposed to.
That's true, because she wouldn't do anal.
Well, I mean,
maybe.
Yeah, yes, confirmed.
Confirmed.
According to Cult Talk's conspiracy.
That is not what I said.
That is how the settlers got on the Roanoke.
That is not what I said.
Boy, I bet she turned down the Native Americans too, and they're like, fuck this bitch, and they just wiped them all out.
Listen. You're never coming on this show again.
I told you bring Cuddle Lore on the show.
Shit's getting wild, man. We got to make it through this. Oh, my lordy.
We derail everything.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, so they got dropped off on Roanoke. They were not supposed to be there. So among these settlers was also John White's own daughter, who was named Eleanor White Dare. Her husband, I don't know what his first name was, but it was... last name was Dare, and soon to be granddaughter, who was actually one of, if not the first English child that was born on Roanoke, or in Roanoke, excuse me.
Kid, you got a long, bright future ahead of
no,
you.
No, she didn't. No, she didn't. So John White would actually leave for 2 years with the intentions of bringing home more supplies, but upon his return, no one was there and no one could be found. Now, why did John White leave for so long? Well, that was because Lizzie went to war with the Spaniards, and this war was actually happening overseas. So at the time that John left, his ship was actually ordered to go into battle by the crown, because she ordered every ship that was currently sailing in the open seas were to then go to battle to fight against the Spaniards. So it didn't matter what the fuck you were doing. Hope you brought a gun.
Ooh.
Can you imagine if you were just like out in your rowboat and you're like, my queen?
I am not prepared.
You caught me with my oars down. Go attack them. Oh,
Let me try. I'll try to hit him as best I can, Queenie.
You're just hoping that the tide's not with you. You're like, I just can't get out there.
I just can't do it.
I'm trying.
I cannot beat the wick.
Yeah.
So the colonists would actually lose a lot of trust within their leaders after this.
No.
I know, right? I know.
I mean, they only dropped you off on a land you're not supposed to be in and then decided not to have like, any supplies and come back.
Ditched you. I can only imagine how they were looking at his own daughter. Because his daughter, I would imagine, was probably like, no, he's going to come back. Like,
How old was she at the time?
She was an adult. I mean, we didn't get an actual age on her, but other than she was an adult. So anywhere from
she was probably the one that wouldn't sleep with the captain.
Oh, Lord.
You know, I had the same thought.
It's probably her. She's like, they're going to eat me.
That's this one.
Yep.
But before they would lose complete trust in their leaders, the colonists had to survive while John White was away. So they quote unquote traded with the natives. So
quote unquote.
Yep. Mm. So the reason it's quote unquote is actually because the items that they were trading wasn't really items at all. It was promises of items. So they were getting, you know, food and hunting equipment and, you know, like learning different things from the natives as well. And they were promising them, you know, beads, grain, you know, all other kinds of stuff. Because they actually had like these glass beads that they specifically made for trading, which they had found.
I mean, yeah, we used those little shiny beads to get some hell of a deals off of them. It was Kmart shopping for sure. Yeah, they liked them bees.
Shut up.
Louisiana purchase.
But no, like they would make like jewelry out of. Okay, oh, yeah. Okay, I'm gonna stop now.
They really liked them.
Yep. So, but they were trading promises of these items coming in. So of course, when you know 6 months goes by and they don't have these items because their ship hasn't come in yet, well, then the natives start to lose trust in the colonists. So
yeah, that's. So I get that, but that seems silly to me because obviously, if you think about it, these people are banking on stuff for their survival. So they're clearly expecting this shit to show up.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's like, you said they would show up. It's like, man, listen, we want them to show up more than you do.
Right, right.
So I don't, putting screws to them just wouldn't, I just don't think that would make any sense.
Right.
Do
and
we
I mean,
know which tribe they were trading with?
The Mohawk.
I think it's Pocahontas's dad's tribe.
The Algonquin.
They spoke Algonquin. Yeah, but I saw something where it's like Algonquin seems to be because I took a very cursory look at this before we jumped on. Algonquin seems to be a branch of a very large family, mm-hmm. And it was like I think it was the MOTA something like that. The Mohawk or something were the ones that were around there somewhere.
Secotan?
We're trying to contribute.
I love it. It's fine. That was the one thing that I didn't actually...
It's complicated. I took a look
Manteo?
At it. Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
I think that's what it was. It was real cursory glance, but I remember it was the M-A-N-T-E-O?
Manteo. That's
Mateo. I think those are names.
Oh, is that the person? A person?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
This is like a whole... This right here is an entire rabbit
Yeah, it
hole.
Is. It's what is the, that? It, it's a specific guy. So they were the Algonquin.
Okay.
There was Secotan and Croatian... Or Croatan.
Croatan is a tribe in itself. But the word Croatoan is actually Algonquin. I found that out.
Yeah.
And it's
the Crotan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So Algonquin, I think.
Okay. Cool. Sorry, Jer. Thank you.
Nice.
I'm glad I got some mess.
We did stuff, Jer.
You guys did stuff.
Go team.
Awesome. So the biggest bitch of this entire situation is the
Besides
fact.
Besides the captain's daughter that wouldn't sleep with the other guy. Yeah.
It's like we are spoiled in today's day and age with how well we can communicate with one another and how fast we can communicate with one another. There was absolutely no fucking communication here. So they had absolutely no idea where the fuck John White was. They were like, did he crash? Did he die? I don't know. Is he coming back? I don't know. Like,
I'm not so sure that we benefited from the speed, though.
I mean,
do we really communicate better?
I'm not so sure.
Anyway, carry on.
On a smaller scale, we do.
Well, yeah, to quote Men in Black, a person is smart, but I mean, I don't.
We all have the fantasy of just turning our phones off.
If I turn my phone off for even an hour, people think I'm dead.
I am no slave to it.
Listen, I'm a realtor. That thing got to be on.
Yeah,
all
listen.
The time.
Yeah, you make money off yours. You're a little different situation.
We were, dude. Side note: we saw a dad throw his daughter's, what we're assuming is his daughter's phone, outside of a drive-through window, like while they were picking up food.
I wanted to go back to you. Like, that's such a boss move. I hope that's his daughter's phone.
And we were sitting there. We were joking around, and we were like, my phone's the only one that like absolutely cannot get destroyed, because if my phone gets destroyed, it is a legit equitable problem.
Yeah, but like, if you're the dad and you're paying that bill and you're just like,
fuck that.
Chuck out the window. Like, watch me do it.
Oh my God. That was a boss move right there. For all dads out there, that was a wonderful move.
Don't do it willy-nilly, but if it comes to it, do not be afraid of it. There was this video of this dad that shot his daughter's laptop.
Oh my God.
I was just like, yes, sir.
Pew, pew.
Yep, he filmed it and put it on her Facebook right before he shot it.
I mean, I poured coffee on my laptop.
That was an accident.
That our four-year-old apparently did.
There are different ways to troubleshoot those things.
I prefer 45 caliber, Jer. 45 caliber. Anyway.
So the colonists would lose a lot of trust in their leadership, especially with John White not returning when expected, and especially after being dumped where they were not supposed to be.
Yeah.
And the natives would essentially give Roanoke to the settlers after they left for Heritas Island, which is formerly known as Croatoan Island. Why did the natives leave? Why did the natives leave Roanoke? That's honestly a question that nobody really has a strict answer for. Because
it was shitty land.
I mean,
I've got a guess.
There's a whole bunch of white people around here.
Yeah. Like 600 sweaty dudes show up. And yeah. You're like,
600 guys. Now there's like 200. Now there's like 120 colonists, and they're popping out babies and... You know, and they built like a military style-esque sort of colony, because like they actually had palisades up that were like barriers to where like you would have to like get in and out of. So like they really made themselves like this, their own like little fort.
I mean, how big is that island? It can't be that big, right?
I mean, it looked pretty big to me when I saw it.
I just looked at a map of it. It's got, I think, multiple cities on it.
Yeah, I saw... Because on Heritas Island, I think there's like three or four other cities within that island.
Yeah, but I'm thinking if their supplies get real low and now you and the natives are competing over the game around there. That
it might be too much.
Yeah, that could, you know.
Yeah, there could definitely be pressure.
Yeah, why struggle against these starving morons that left their ship somewhere when you could just move west a few feet?
I didn't think of that. Yeah.
So I just, yeah.
That's cool. I didn't think of that, actually. Because, I mean, you would think, like, their tribe would probably be about the same amount or more as the colony
probably
at 120.
More.
Yeah.
Probably more.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I would just pick up and move if you're not, I mean, rather than fight with them the whole time.
Right. Yeah. No, that makes a lot more sense.
Especially if they're, like nobody likes dumbass neighbors. So, if they're incompetent as fuck and they're constantly coming over, can I borrow some sugar? Can I have some water? Can I not starve to death? You're like, motherfucker, like, I helped you last year. And you mooched me again.
Oh.
I'd leave.
Guys.
I'd move.
You'd leave.
Yeah. I'd let them starve to death. The hell with them.
Oh, man. So the word Croatoan, going a little bit backward, the word Croatoan is Algonquin, and it's actually a mixture of two different words. It means talk town and council town. And this word alone is actually the only word or the only clue that we have in regards to what may have happened to the Roanoke colony. So carved into one of these palisades where the colony, where the original colony was built, because it was a military base, on these palisades, which if you don't know what a palisade is, I didn't know either. It's actually a wooden stake that's fixed into the ground, framing the enclosure specifically for defense. So like you can like look out of it and everything like that. And it's really cool. I want one. Ben.
Yeah.
Build it. Do it.
I can. Do you want that in popsicle iron. Sticks or cardboard?
I want it on our future property.
Yeah, I was going to say, because one palisade is bigger than our entire house right now.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Not that that's hard.
I mean, postage stamp.
It is. But it's a nice postage
stamp. It is a nice postage stamp. So the word Croatoan was carved into one of these palisades, and then the only CRO was carved into another section. So what I think may have happened there is like they were trying to leave two messages, and then they were unable to finish one, but they were able to finish Croatoan outright. Because they did. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. Nobody freak out yet. But they did leave messages, which we're going to talk about later, with the Dare Stones. And I already know everyone is like, but Bailey, they have been proven as fate. We're going to talk about it. Calm down. You know who you are. Anyway, back to the spiel. So John White would come back after 2 years, and he, along with many others to this day, believe that this meant that the colonists migrated to Croatoan Island along with the rest of the natives, which would actually be supported because Heritage Island has a historical mixed housing. So they have native builds and English builds all within that same island. And there was also metals and metal working tools that were found on the island with earrings repurposed into fish hooks. So it makes a lot of sense when you look at it, if they were to relocate to Croatoan Island and that was their clue for, you know, John White and the rest to come back and find that, you know, they had left, because there's no resources there. There's nobody there. You know, the island is definitely far more fruitful, and they're around people that know how to survive in this climate as well. And then when you take into the historical factors of just mixed housing alone, those houses take a long time to build. You know, even if you do have a all day, at least will take a few months. So the fact that there are English houses in, you know, native areas, it's peculiar, to say the least.
Well, you also have to think this is stuff that they're building while they know they're low on supplies.
Right. So this was an actual choice to build.
Yeah.
So Scott Dawson is a very peculiar young gentleman. He is the author of the book, The Lost Colony, and he is actually a North Carolina native with a family line that stretches back to the original North Carolina settlement, not the Roanoke settlement, because, you know, nobody was found. But right. When they came to settle the Carolinas. He actually led a team to basically dig up parts of where the Roanoke colony was. And he actually found some pretty interesting things where the Roanoke colony was, as well as in Heritage Island as well. So what he would find is he would find earrings, he would find sword handles, writing utensils, and he even find gun parts, which were all of English origin. And these were just in the grounds of Roanoke. Now, Scott Dawson is very set in his ways. He 110% believes that the Roanoke colony was actually never lost, that they were always there, that they just migrated to Croatoan Island. And he's flat out said, he's like, the proof is there. Like, you've got the builds, you've got, you know, the archaeological discoveries, you've got all of it. So they obviously went to the island. He doesn't, from the interview that I saw with him, he doesn't give much credence into the fact that they may have split up, that one may have gone to the island where one may have stayed. And that's just from the interview I saw. I, of course, have not talked with the man personally. However, I would absolutely love to. So, Scott, I want to talk to you. But that brings us into probably one of the most debated upon archaeological, not even archaeological, just like geography finds ever, which are the Dare Stones, which were found near the Chowan River. There's a total of 48 stones that were recovered in the same area and strangely around the same time in the 1930s. And due to where and when the stones were found brings up a lot of questions into their validity. Because basically one was found and then another one was found. And then another one was found. And then another one was found. And I mean, these weren't just people who are native to North Carolina. There was a person who was all the way down in Georgia who said that he found one in a local river near there. Now, is it possible that the stone could have been in the river and like flowed all the way down into Georgia? Absolutely. Yeah. The Chattooga River is right there. It goes through the Carolinas, Tennessee, and Florida and Georgia. So yeah, that's absolutely possible. But the fact that they were found so closely together in the timeline brings a lot of people to question their validity.
What is on the stones?
Funny you should ask.
And just because a few, just because, like, so how many were found?
48.
Stones?
Stones.
So, like, let's say that 47 of them are fake.
Right. Exactly. It's like, there's a good few that are probably real. Like, they is it? Be. I mean, 48 is a lot. I won't lie. That is a lot to find.
I would say that the majority of those are probably fake.
Right.
But you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater just because, like, yeah, you got to be sure.
I definitely think the one that we're getting ready to talk about is probably the one true real one.
Ooh, this one rocks.
Rocks. Rockies. I love rocks. There's rocks all over my house, guys. I love them. Send me all the crystals. I want more crystals.
They don't have our address.
We need a P.O. box. Michael, we need a P.O. box. Mm. People need to send us
rocks.
Full of rocks.
Let's just get people to get onto our subscription stuff first. Then we'll talk about
it. Oh, yes. Just remember, everyone remember, you can get bonus content through Buzzsprout if you pay for the subscription through there. Just saying, just throwing that out there. Boom! 48 stones recovered in the same area. Okay. Yes. So the first stone that was found, allegedly was found. This was allegedly written by Eleanor Dare herself, John White's daughter. And it may actually be her gravestone, because detailed on the stone was not only her name, and a cross at the very top was etched into the stone as well. But it also detailed her death, the death of her husband and child, and also talk of other colonists dying from illness, as well as a massacre that occurred by the natives, and also was stated about angry spirits. Didn't really go into much detail about that. However, there were many more stones found after that. There was even one with 17 different names on them. And each stone is different in shape, color, and wear, but all have very similar etchings on them. So the History Channel actually did a documentary about uncovering these stones, and they actually took a look at each and every single stone, especially that of the one that was allegedly written by Eleanor Dare. And what's very interesting on these stones is the wear and the weathering is so different on each and every single one of them. There's even, because they've obviously been cleaned off, there is parts of them you can see where it's white on parts, indicating a new layer of the stone. So it's just really interesting to me to think that that stone could be over 500 years old and we still are getting to see new parts of it. I don't know. I think the Eleanor Stone, the Eleanor Dare Stone is real. I really do. Now, some of these other ones, I'm not sure. But so what's interesting is she detailed a massacre and she also detailed angry spirits as well. So now we are at the part where we are going to discuss our theories, gentlemen. And we have a number of them.
What is the number?
I have 5 written down.
48, Jerry, weren't you?
So the first theory that we have is probably the easiest, which is they failed sailing back to England. They died. They failed. Explains why there were no bodies found. Explain why no one wrote. But it doesn't explain why the word Croatoan was written on the fucking tree or on the palisade.
Right.
So I don't give much credence into that one. That,
well, if they had, if they didn't have the supplies,
if they didn't have a ship, yeah. Where was the ship?
Yeah, and if they didn't have the supplies to stay, they definitely didn't have the supplies to leave.
Sail.
Yeah, there's going to be more supplies. You can at least hunt and spear and collect nuts and right. berries and stuff. If supplies and food is the issue, you're not going to set sail on low supplies. I don't see that.
No. Mm-mm. So the second theory is angry natives, which is supported by the Deer Stone because it specifies a massacre. It actually says that she does give a number, which I interpret as 20, died from illness and exposure, which is also another theory that they all had just passed away from illness and exposure because this was a different climate than what they were used to living in England. And of course, when you go into a new climate or a new environment, there's all kinds of new bugs, there's new germs, there's new everything.
Where are the bodies?
Exactly. And not to mention, they probably got the natives sick as well. Because they're bringing all their germs and everything over.
I mean, there's a good chance of that. It's been known to happen from time to time.
I love this next theory. I think this one's legit, to be honest with you. Cannibalism.
Then where are the bodies?
You don't need bodies. What? Cannibalism.
I mean, first of all, you need at least a body to cannibalize.
But, I mean, yeah, but they're not going to be left behind. I mean,
why wouldn't they be? Where are the bones?
So funny, you should ask that. So bone dust was actually used medicinally by Native Americans during this time. And there is actually different recipes for bone dust that you can use. Do not try to collect your own bone dust. It's extremely dangerous to ingest. And I do not recommend ingesting it in any way, shape, fashion, or form.
I refuse to believe that.
And you can also make a paste out of it, too, for healing wounds and whatnot. So you can use it like a salve or a paste to get everything.
How many colonists disappeared? Like 212?
Like 117.
Okay. Whatever. I refuse to believe that they had...
Well, if they died of illness, some died in a massacre, some were cannibalized, you know.
So we're just saying it's all of them, huh? It's like all of the different ones together.
Well, I am just going off of what was on the Dare Stone. This is what Eleanor left me to go off of. This is what I'm trying to do.
I think Eleanor is full of shit.
I think Eleanor is a poor soul that might have got eaten.
I think if Eleanor would have just done anal, none of them would have been there. But no, she wasn't being uppity bitch about it.
I hope she tasted like raw onions.
She wasn't red.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's the most likely one because there were no bodies that were found. They were out of supplies.
Was there any sign of a fight?
I mean, not that I read.
Okay, so they just roll up on all these sick people and decide to eat them? I don't buy it.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm just saying, it's one of the theories that be out there.
No, sure. I mean, it's a theory. I think a pterodactyl came and got them. That's my theory. I mean, it's a theory.
The other theory is that they were killed by Chief Powhatan, which is actually Pocahontas' dad, for stealing the land was the rough reason that I had read. The other theory that I actually really also love is that they were cursed by witches and turned into trees. Now, that one actually is broken up into two theories. There are theories that they were cursed by witches, and then there are theories that they were just turned into trees. But it just makes more sense if the witches turned them into trees. Which, if you listen to this month's earlier episode on skinwalkers, you will know and you will understand that Native Americans did believe in witches who did harm onto people. Whereas medicine women or medicine men and medicine women were there to heal and to, you know, really bring health and goodwill about the community. Witches were specifically seen as demons, no-gooders, all that good jazz.
Why trees?
Because they needed a raft.
Why trees?
Because
Jerry,
there's
shut your
a
face.
Bunch of trees around. Why not just make them fit in?
Because there were no witches when they got there. So the witches had to have left too. So they turned the people to trees.
The witches went to Croatoan. They were like, okay, our job's done here. We're going to go feast with the others. Bye. So, and there's many more theories as well. There's also an alien abduction theory too, which you guys know that I went all above that.
I like that one.
I mean, it makes sensey. It makes sensey. That's all I'm going to say about that one. Because, you know, there's alien activity freaking everywhere. So, I mean, if they were all just like a mass abducted, like, okay, fine. Like that's fine. But even with the alien abduction theory, you would at least expect to see like some sort of like crop circle or burn or, you know, some sort of like evidence of a fire or something like that. From the evidence that we see from when John White found the Roanoke colony, it was like it was just abandoned and left. Like there was no fight. Like it didn't look like it was in disarray. It just looked like everyone just walked off.
Yeah, I was gonna say no signs of a panic or struggle.
No.
You know, aliens, I suppose aliens could do that. You could subdue an entire population, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Like War of the Worlds style aliens.
I mean,
well, even they had to like people were running around and stuff, knocking shit out.
What if the witches put it back together? What if the witches and the aliens are in cahoots with one another?
That would be magical.
It would be majestic. It would be out of this world.
Babe, so you think... Which one do you think is most likely?
I think it's cannibalism, man. I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, here's the thing about it. The thing about it is they were out of resources. Like, let's leave the natives completely out of it. Let's just stick with the people in Roanoke. They were completely out of resources. They're going crazy. They don't trust one another. It's starting shit. And, like, I think there was cannibalism, and I think they split up as I'm going through that story. I'm like, there's probably people that got away and did go to Croatoan Island and build up those houses and rebuilt there. But there are probably people who stayed at Roanoke and were just like, this is my home now. This is where I'm going to stay. And they did whatever they had to.
But then where are the people that were left?
Bone dust.
No, I mean, so you have the cannibals that eat the people.
Right.
Right. And then they eat the people and then they take their bones and make them into bone dust. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have a town full of cannibals.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually there's going to be a population that dies that's not going to be eaten because they're the last ones.
Well, what if the, I don't know.
Where are those bodies?
Listen, this is why Roanoke is a problem. Because nobody has any answers. What do you think happened?
I don't know. So the leaving to the other island makes sense. The massacre also makes sense. So it's an island. You could very easily just walk them off some cliffs into the water.
That's true.
So Croatoan is the name of the island, right? Mm-hmm. But it also means talk town.
Yeah.
So it could be a way of them saying, like, the reason why we massacred these people is because of those broken promises. They were all talk.
Oh.
They're full of talk. And so, you know, they're this town that just promises shit. And so this is why we did what we did. Something like that, maybe.
That's a light bulb moment right there.
You know, I don't know. I don't think the natives are completely not culpable, but I don't think they ate like 112 people and then pounded up their bones into dust. And I don't think they took them as slaves or anything, because there doesn't really seem to be, at cursory glance, there doesn't seem to be any history of Algonquins taking slaves.
There are theories out there that they also became a part of the tribe as well, that they were just welcomed in.
So I'm betting it's like a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Mm-hmm.
I think some were killed, some moved, and then some were probably accepted into the tribe. Because if most of them were accepted into the tribe, I would expect them to let the new settlers know.
Do you think they accepted Eleanor into the tribe?
I mean, if she had a headstone with a cross on it, I would say no.
I thought you were going to say no because she wouldn't do anal.
I mean, by that point, she probably would. You could probably get her to bite a pillow for a sandwich.
Oh. Jerry, what do you think happened?
You asked.
I really love the witch theory.
The turning of
that's the one he's going with. Witch and aliens teamed up to fuck this colony.
Listen, if witches and aliens are teaming up, I just want to know why I haven't gotten an invitation.
Well, they're really bad at spelling. So, like, they were like, we should leave a note where we're going. And then they were like, Croatoa. But really, they meant Croatia. So has anyone checked there?
No, no one did check there, as far as I'm aware. No one checked Croatia. They might have just spelled Croatoan wrong and just went to Croatia instead.
I think that's my theory. Because, like, the witches grew up in America.
The witches grow up in America.
They're close. It's close. Sure. No.
Actually, one of the earlier sons of witches actually came from, I think, Scotland? Either Scotland or Norway.
Once again, these things are so close together.
I'm just saying, like, I don't think they are originally from Croatia.
Oh. It either came from Alabama or Egypt. I'm just saying, it's one or the other.
Either way, it's BFE.
Either way, yes. So that is what I have on the lost colony of Roanoke.
Whatever happened, it wasn't good.
No.
It wasn't good. Because people don't upend and leave, you know, those type of buildings and stuff. They take a lot to build.
I don't know. What if it was like a really, really good reason? And they were like, there's somewhere way, way better over there.
When is it ever that, Jerry? When has that ever happened?
I can dream.
Yes, you can. Sweet summer child.
Oh, he's so sweet. I love him.
But no.
I'm definitely with Ben. I don't think anything good happened on why they left. I mean, even if they all 120 or some ended up being okay in the end, and they were just like, we're going to just put Roanoke behind us. Like, we were never there. Like, just not our life anymore. They didn't leave for a good reason. Like, no one just upends their entire civilization for a good reason.
Correct. Yeah.
Maybe it was bears.
It could have been bears. North Carolina bears.
I heard that cocaine bear was
just
a damn thing.
Just plural. It was a rampant hoodlum bears just rolled up and they're like, we don't want you here anymore. Just a roving gang of bears.
You talk a lot of shit for things that are made of meat.
Spray painting the side. Just spray paint. Put Croton in there, Jer. You'll find it really funny.
It'll confuse them for centuries.
Like, they didn't know it was bear for bitch.
It's just a prank, bro. It's just a prank.
Yeah.
We weren't supposed to go this far.
You're the one that said it was bears.
I think that wraps this episode up. Oh, gracious me. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We do have our daily housekeeping that we need to do, however, on this episode. Let's see how well I can do this.
Oh, God.
Pray for me. So, you can find us everywhere. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, X. Wait, Twitter and X are the same thing now. Okay, Threads.
Snapchat.
We don't have Snapchat.
Snapchat.
We don't have Snapchat. Stop saying that.
Snapchat.
At Cult Talk Net, all the way across the board. Ty make that super, super easy for everybody. If you want to see some of or listen to some of our spooky content, that is available all year round on the infamous Cult-tober Plus, where you may also find our Thanksgiving Day special of the Addams Family Values. Feel free to listen to that. That one is super awesome. Guys, we really come together as a family for the holidays, and I really love that.
Yeah, it's all right.
Feel the warmth.
Yeah, Jerry feels the warmth.
That's because I farted. She completely lost her place. We'll wait. Michael, don't edit this part out. Just make it last forever.
I'm getting more nervous and you need to stop.
She's sweating the shit out of this. The longer you make this last.
I just want to do Tyler proud and you're fucking me up.
She's going to be so pissed if you leave this in.
I'll kill you.
Timestamp the hell out of it. Like, hey guys, everybody go to this part.
Cult-tober Plus.
There we go.
Is up. We love it. Go listen to all of our spooky fun. Go listen to Addams Family Values as well as our Cult-tober Halloween Day special. Addams Family, make an entire day out of it. Also, do not forget to listen and do not forget, because it is very important to go back, because we released an episode on Friday. I know everyone is so shocked we released on Friday instead of Tuesday. Oh my God. But that was our Men in Black episode 2 Black Friday special. And do not worry, because Ty Ty will return to us. And we are actually going to be revisiting a site that we visited last year. It was fabulous. We had to go back. Return to Mount Shasta will be releasing on 12/12 this year. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in and for listening. Thank you so much to both Ben and Jerry from Cult of Lore for coming in and being a part of this episode. They have a wonderful show, which has absolutely fabulous visual elements that Eric does a phenomenal job working on. It releases every third Tuesday.
First and third Thursdays.
First and third Thursdays of the month.
Although it's like Thursday-ish Friday.
I'm still pissed at you for not letting us have Thursdays when you refuse to release on time.
Well, you know, get more viewers than us. Maybe you can have
Sacrilege. Mm. We're going to talk about that later.
That's all right. I got a shower. You can talk through the bathroom door. Wah, 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 wah.
So every first and third Thursday for the Cult of Lore, guys. Of course, you can catch Ty and I here on Cult Talks Conspiracy every other Tuesday, where we talk about all the things high strangeness. Cult of Campbell kind of releases whenever it wants to, but that's okay because the king can do what he wants. Cult of Russell will be coming back this Christmas. We are so excited. Daddy Kurt Russell will be paying us all of it. I mean, Santa Claus will be paying us a visit.
You can't call him that when he's playing Santa. That's just not right.
I mean,
it is
Kurt Russell's
right.
A daddy.
I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
He's a good looking Santa.
I can't wait for that one. That actually, so Tim Allen was my go-to Santa forever. And Kurt Russell definitely surpassed it. I think they're about equal, honestly. I love him as Santa.
He absolutely crushes it. We can go back and forth on this all the freaking time. American Pie Slices is also up.
If you're looking for something a little different,
I guess. If you're looking for a summertime treat in this cold weather, do not forget we do have a bunch of holiday specials coming up, especially here at the CTC. We might be bringing back some old friends to celebrate the holidays with. Very exciting stuff. But guys, I think that does it for us here today. I hope I listed all of our shows. There's a lot of them. So please feel free to go to Spotify, Amazon Music, Google, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
And Snapchat.
While you're there, hit that follow button and take a look at our Cultober Plus. And if you're listening from BuzzFeed, go ahead and take a look at those subscriptions, because you can get extra special content from there for only $3 a month. All right, guys, I think that does it.
Sounds good to me.
All right.
Well, guys, I have been Bailey.
I'm Ben.
And we really appreciate you having us on here.
Question everything.